What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
So, okay, first cool. Half done. Kane's down 10-3. How you feeling?
Defense, man. We got a defense. We're getting pressure with four. DBs are making plays one-on-one. The linebacker, Johnson at linebacker, is making a difference. Plays that I saw would have been like a 20-yard run. He's closing and hitting. So defense, I got no issues with. It's funny. I sent out the tweet about special teams playing so great, and then we got the muff. I mean, that's really been a game. But the special teams was looking good. The coverage, I was like, hey, this coverage is really good. But you know, your veterans are making, you know, young boy mistakes, but we're not scared out there. So to me, this is the worst we're probably going to look all season. And we could still – this game is still for the taking.
Yeah, we've outgained them. It's funny. I heard Herb Street say – he felt like it should be like 24-3. And I was like, really? That doesn't feel like that at all to me. To me, it feels like we should probably be up something like 21-3. Like flip it around is how, you know, I kind of feel about it.
Yeah, we've missed some plays, but it's not like we had first and goal at the one and then we just, blew it. So, we've moved the ball, but we haven't, had an opportunity to really put points on the board. We missed a long kick, made a kick, and got a kick block. So that's really what it is. I don't think we've been inside the 20 yet.
We're beating ourselves, man.
You're right.
At this point, we're beating ourselves, man. I came on late. My fault, y'all boys, but...
Are you good, man? I mean, I was going double back after it's over anyway, so I just figured we'd try to get a little something down. But, for me... This is a game. I'll say this, the positives, because usually I have to bring in the negative Nancy vibes, but I, just to balance it out. I think the positives are we look like we belong. We don't look out physical, which has been the case in these other big time matchups where we just look like, bro, we just look too little, too weak. I definitely wouldn't say that's the case right now. I think we look very competent. And, prepare to square up with these guys. It's just, you take away the Stevenson, bonehead play.
That was huge, and, that was huge, man.
Oh, it was. I mean, the game would still be at least 3-3. At worst.
That was huge.
At worst, it would be 3-3.
We just got
to clean that kind of little stuff up.
How do you feel about the offensive line so far?
Not bad. Their offensive line not playing bad. I mean, they're not playing great.
Our O-line?
Yeah.
I think our O-line's playing great. Hey, stupid.
You got the remote. What's going on?
Let me mute that. My bad, dog.
Are you good?
What's your complaint about the line?
I don't have a complaint. I don't have a complaint about the O-line. I'm just thinking about just the offense, period. Like,
I think the issue is the receivers. No one separated themselves. There's your issue because, the O-line's running game is sound. I mean, Van Dyke is he's able to throw the ball. A&M's a great defense, so you're going to get touched. But I would say if there's an issue – no receiver has separated himself, and even that one play to Bashard Smith, the two receivers missed the block.
I think Redding has like three drop passes too tonight. I don't like that.
I mean, they're kind of.
I'm pretty sure Redding got like three drop passes.
But the fact we saying Redding's name and not another and no one else's name, that's kind of my point. Like where you were relying on Redding.
Hold on. Redding don't got three drops. Redding may have three contested, passes knocked away. He ain't just dropped them.
Yeah, and one of those drops ended up being a target in play.
Right. Like the only drop I've seen tonight was Parrish. That would have been
that was a huge drop, Larion. Yeah. That was a huge drop, man. That would have been first and goal pretty much.
Oh yeah, that was gonna be a huge pickup, man.
And
I want to give credit to their defensive core. I think they're playing some good defense. I mean, we knew they're
playing great defense, man. Sound.
I mean, A&M, I think on their back end, we knew that they had some real good talent on that side. Even with, you know, some guys being out, they've just been recruiting well and they're talented there. So we do need to step up at wide receiver. I agree. We need somebody that could create that that separation. But they've also kind of schemed it pretty well, too. I think for in the second half, I need Gattis to kind of scheme up some little quicker throws, you know, maybe a few more little things across the middle. It seems like we're taking a few too many deep shots to me right now early.
Yeah.
Oh, no. My bad. I'm watching the Florida game.
No, that's fine. What just happened?
Well, USF fumble?
Sort of. They were at the 20, and the snap went past the quarterback, and the ball, like, at the 35.
Ah.
One of those.
I saw what I saw. I mean, for US have to be in that game.
Hey, put it this way. If we don't win this game, you will accept no trolls from a certain – I will accept zero trolls from a certain
right, exactly. That's exactly.
That's it. If Florida State want to say I'll let them have it. But I – no.
You can't spend this for the kid.
He's just not that good. But back to us. How about Leonard Taylor, man, first half?
Oh, my God.
Jafari Harvey, too, man. Like, but, yeah, Leonard Taylor, man,
he's destroying the middle.
He's living in the backfield.
I want to give credit early to you know, the much maligned DJ Ivy as well, man.
Hey, I will say this. He's been sticky tonight.
Yeah.
Sticky. Now, he's been on point. He's been on point.
And I called out Jafari Harvey last show, and he's getting home today. He's getting home, and like I said,
we're playing good, man. We just gotta finish, man. We're playing good. We're playing really good.
We gotta create a mistake. The mental errors.
They're right. The mental errors, man.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think like you said, Meezy, erase it. And I think with you, Maul, created. We're getting great pressure on Max Johnson. It's just, I don't even necessarily think. I mean, a turnover would be awesome. But I think bigger than that is we just got to capitalize on
right.
We're getting these guys in really bad situations and we're getting the ball back, but we're just not, you know, finishing these drives. We got to finish these drives. And I think the running game is looking beautiful, but we've got to get TVD a few passes just to get some rhythm going.
Yeah.
I think we're taking a rhythm at all shots
right now. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, what, 6 for 17, 6 for 16?
Yeah.
I mean, we just get him a couple little check down, a little something in the flat, you know.
I will say this. Hook
routes.
I will say this. I want to see. I don't know how much he's been in the game, but like the Romello Brinson, the Rashard Smith, it's time to step up, man.
Well, Smith's been out there.
And right, but make a play. Though. Right, but I need them to make a play.
I feel you. It's time. Yeah, make
a play. Right, it's that time. Make a play.
Somebody's got to do it.
Oh, he missed the kick. He missed the kick.
I saw what I saw out of that game.
The moment's too big, right?
I saw what I saw out of that game.
Yeah, they just not like that.
Right. That coach at USF has won 4 games in 3 years, so I saw what I had to see.
Hey, the boys got to go to Knoxville next week.
I put it to you like this. They kind of mirror us in a lot of ways in the sense that I think their defense has been pretty disruptive, especially up front. But that offense is just the run game's moving, but then they stall out in the air, you know.
But the thing about that run defense you're talking about, though, Larion, UF gave up. I'm looking at it right now. UF gave up 285 rushing yards tonight.
Oof. I turned the boys off. I ain't know it went like that.
285 rushing yards.
Erase what I said.
Right.
Never mind. That A-Chain kid is a problem, man. We got to keep bottling him up. I can
he's
see
fast. Him breaking loose. And I need Knighton to get his legs under him, man. Like you saw Kevin Smith talking about keeping your knees high. There was one play that if he would have stayed on his feet, he would have scored.
Yeah.
We're gonna need a big play from him in the second half. I need one Knighton big play.
All right, so let me ask y'all.
Would help, man.
Larry, do you think we can win?
Yeah, absolutely. We just got to clean up a couple of things. This reminds me of last week, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we kind of had the same
conversation. It's very similar to last week's game. Just clean up some things and we could win this game. We're doing a lot of good things. Just got to get the ball in the end zone.
It's a seven point game, man.
7 points, bro.
One play game is a one play game. You make a play.
It really is. And we just don't look stupid out there. We don't. I told myself, listen, if we just look like we don't belong, I'm turning this game off.
Right. I said I was going to sleep at halftime if we don't look right. Right.
Yeah. If we just don't look like we should be out there, I was turning the game off. But we look like we should be here. So it's on us to take advantage of this opportunity in this super hostile crowd and bring home the bacon, man. So we'll get back on that second half and see what's good. See if we all look. I'll be up for sure. I slept all day just for this game.
Yeah, my adrenaline's pumping. I'll be
right. Yeah, I'm
feel like all I'm right,
on. Y'all boys, we'll be back for that second half. All
right, salute.
Later. All right, so game is over now. Second half is completed. Our beloved Miami Hurricanes fell just short tonight. Final score. What was the final score? 17-9, man. Just left a lot on the field, in my opinion.
Let's start with two 6 points in field goals.
Mm-hmm.
So if you make your field goals that last drive, you're just trying to make another field goal. You can look at it that way. We don't get the muff punt, you know, we have three guys around it. It was like I feel like it's just if their instincts was he's gonna muff it, they would have got there on time. It felt like they just were running down there expecting him to catch it, and then he dropped it instead of.
Yeah, I thought we should have got that one.
We should have got that one.
It looked like he kind of had it and got strong armed. A little bit there.
I looked at the replay. Dude had it first. Like he had the leverage. Like he was under it. Okay. He was under it. But
but again, it should have been an opportunity for us to go ahead and capitalize on, which is why when I was tweeting from the 26th account, I was like, listen, I know y'all are gonna flip a little bit, but let me say this real quick. And we won't get too long with it because it's just an instant reaction. But how can you in one breath say we haven't been able to score in the red zone, and then at the same time say we need to go for it in the red zone instead of taking a three when the three still gives you a one possession chance?
Yeah. Like I tell people, if the score of the game was 37-20 to 29 or 26, okay, we've been scoring.
Right.
We'll try. But yeah, if you haven't scored all game, why are you going to score now?
Like, right. You know, it's been an issue. So to me, I would look to get the three, get the ball back one more time because the defense played well, and then see if I can. I would look more to hit a bomb because, yeah, clearly when we got into the red zone, it was an issue. We were able to matriculate the ball. We moved the ball better than them tonight.
Oh, by 100 plus more yards. We set a record for the most first downs in a college game without scoring a single touchdown.
Exactly. It was just finishing. I thought TVD locked in a little too much. I think Gattis's play calling could have helped him out a little bit more. It's funny because, like, literally in our group chat, I had mentioned we got to throw some underneath stuff. And he did it. And then he went to the well, like, one too many times. And I was like, well, not four in a row. Give me two or three and then open it up to something else. I thought the running game looked great tonight against a very big front, especially their front four. It's very, very large guys, man.
We're not – outside of the Clemson game, we're not seeing a defense like this again.
Unless I don't believe so. And I mean, I won't celebrate a loss. I don't believe in that, so don't come with that energy. However, I did say my thing with this game would be, I just need us to look like we belong.
Right.
And I felt like we did that. I think TVD got a little tight. He still needs to work on looking off the safeties and, you know, quit locking in on one receiver a little too much. And the receivers got to work on separation some more.
Yeah.
We had a couple of drops tonight. I wouldn't call it like a drop fest. It wasn't super concerning. Just, you know, a couple we left out there. Another positive I want to say. And this is the thing. We're getting spoiled already. This is game three.
Right.
I'm not trying to be, you know, a jerk, but I promise you, the way things were going under Manny, bro, we would have got smoked in this game. Where were all the missed tackles?
And that was one of my points was just like everything that went bad in this game to me is fixable. You know, we can fix routes, we can fix and making certain throws, we could fix routes, we could fix catching, we could fix muffing a punt. You can't fix pissing down your leg in a big game.
You
can't fix. Like when we saw the Alabama game last year, after that first test, we knew we're not winning the ACC this year. I mean, you might have lied to yourself, lied on the timeline, but we knew we knew, you know, time was up that North Carolina. Right. So I look at this like, okay, we're not, everything is in front of us, one game at a time. We have what it takes to just fix this stuff's fixable. It's, and you know, not like I said, I want to throw up the excuses, but you know, you lose your best receiver going into the game week. You know, it's going to take some time to adjust that. We got Middle Tennessee, then we got a bye week before our North Carolina game, so it's in front of us.
And there's no excuses because they lost several guys too to suspensions and a couple of targeting calls. We lost this game more than Texas A&M won.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We lost Texas A&M. But I'll say this, that's a team that is more talented than us, right? Just through building through recruiting. They are a more talented team than us.
They're established year five with the championship coach, you know, this is supposed to be, you know. They're supposed to compete this year
for them. Actually, is what it was supposed to be. I don't think they will be able to pull that off. I think ultimately A&M will be a 8-4 team when it's all said and done, but still a talented team that is just going to win on pure talent in a lot of these games. So we'll get back to it. We'll get into a deeper dive breakdown once we get a chance to rewatch this game and come back to it. But all in all, I think I would tell Canes fans, you know, close the window sill, man. Don't jump out just yet. I think we got some positive things, some things we could really build on. That defense really left me feeling very confident for the rest of this year. So hang your hat on that. Just sit tight. Nobody told you we was going undefeated. And, you know, hey, you didn't get embarrassed tonight. Could have played a lot better, but we could have played a hell of a lot worse.
They were down 17-3 and then they didn't fold. You know, we didn't execute.
Didn't pack it up. Didn't
fold. And didn't what I've seen up. In the past 5 years is we've always folded in this kind of game.
True indeed. Hey, thanks y'all for tuning in. Like I said, we'll get into more details on the actual regular show once we come back next week. Appreciate you tuning in to this one. Y'all be good. Peace.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.